hear from LFO. Let Robin walk us through the budget.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The first LFO adjustment, or the first LFO recommended action, is to approve the 090 package, which are budget and management adjustments, which are reductions to services and supplies, reflecting anticipated savings from the Smart Buy initiative, a fund shift between general and other funds to continue aligning other funds' expenditures with anticipated revenues, and reduced IRB general fund assessment. Package 110, the Commissioner's Office Central Support Technical Assistance to Employers. LFO is recommending approval with the PERS reduction of $686. Package 140, Wage and Hour Division, prevailing wage rate workload. LFO is recommending approval with a PERS reduction of $596. Package 141, initially the Bureau of Labor and Industries had requested a policy option package for apprenticeable occupations in the prevailing wage rate area. They have withdrawn that. They had asked for a package, an additional package in the wage and hour division. LFO is not recommending that, and the discussion is included in the budget note below. Package 801 is the LFO analyst adjustment. These are the standard adjustments for personal services to reflect lower PERS rates and services and supplies and the Attorney General rate reduction. And then package 811 is a 3% reduction to general fund services and supplies. This is a reduction that was taken in the House Budget Committee. LFO is recommending the same reduction in the Senate Budget Committee, quite frankly, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to have two different versions going through the system with this minuscule of a budget cut. And with that, those are the budget packages.
Any discussion on those packages? Any objection to the LFO recommended budget so far? Seeing none, approved.
As I noted above, Boley had requested a technical adjustment to eliminate package 141 and replace it with an additional position, an FTE in the wage and hour division to address the prevailing wage workload. There was testimony in front of the joint committee from the contractors about the need to address this workload. However, the subcommittee was concerned about what the actual workload was, how this position would address it, what the backlog was, and a number of related issues. And as a result, LFO is recommending that package not be approved and that this budget note be adopted. And what the budget note does is to direct Boley to return to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by no later than July 1, 2006 to report on the prevailing wage workload, including the workload of individual investigators and the timeliness of the investigations, and then request the Joint Legislative Audit Committee to recommend further action to the Emergency Board, which could include the establishment of positions and other funds expended for limitation to address that workload.
Any questions on the budget note?
Is that audio that we just heard worth a couple million buck reduction or something like that?
Mr. Chair, Senator Westland, I believe when I was in caucus, it was $20.
You were a little larger responsibility.
Matter of fact, as I recall, Representative Hansen and I used to call each other in caucus all the time.
Any objection to the budget note? Seeing none, so ordered.
The next action that LFO took was to review the estimated ending cash balances. There are two different ending cash balances to take into consideration. One is other funds. That includes the operating funds, and that ending balance is $2.3 million. These balances represent operating cash flow reserves needed to smooth out when collections occur, and ensure adequate cash flow throughout the biennium. The other ending balance is $2.9 million in non-limited other funds in the Wage Security Fund, and that, in essence, represents the funding that is available for the biennium. The funds are transferred from the Employment Department the last quarter of every other year. So that's the total amount that's available for the Wage Security Fund for the biennium.
Any questions on the ending fund balances? Just had a question on the first one. What percentage of the budget, the fund's budget is for that?
I did not do that calculation,
Well, just for future reference.
It looks like it's about 50%.
I'm sorry, Robin.
It's about 50%, so it's a one-year balance.
Any other discussion? Objections? Seeing none?
Attached to your packet is the performance measure, are the performance measures that were proposed by the agency. These are new measures for this biennium. The agency came forward to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee with these proposed performance measures. The discussion in phase one about these performance measures was to approve them. There were not any suggested revisions.
Mr. Chair, I'm glad that there is a customer service survey. My curiosity is that this has appeared in the performance measures in a different format, and I am hopeful that it will contain the same surveyed items as all the other agencies so that we have some kind of consistent vehicles that are good year after year to study customer satisfaction, and that they include things like timeliness, accuracy of information given. And I'm not taking exception to the fact that you have a developmental customer survey underway, or at least that's what I deduced when I read this, but I just want to make sure that it's serviceable for multiple years.
Mr. Chair, Senator Johnson, it is the same survey that's being... I'm sorry. For the record, my name is Dan Gardner. I'm the Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries. And, Senator Johnson, it is the same survey, and it is very much those same key elements that the rest of the state is. We're using their development on that. If we were... The one thing is, without doing that sort of thing, our customer service survey, we'd have to have a target of 50%, because in most things we do investigations and have cases and we have winners and losers, and the winners are happy, the losers are not. So, you know, what we really want to concentrate on is, did everyone, whether they ended up, whether they were a complainant or a respondent, whether they ended up prevailing in the case or not, did they know everything that was going along in the case? Did we work with them to know what the next steps were, and did they feel that they were treated fairly and openly, no matter what the outcome is?
Mr. Chair, those were exactly the words that I had in my mind, treated fairly. Everybody can take no for an answer if you think you've had a square shot at the process.
Mr. Chair, Senator Johnson, I couldn't agree with you more.
Just a comment from me would be on measures 9 through 11. They're numerical measures. I'm bigger on the percentages, and those are they're interesting and I think appropriate outputs to track. I'm not sure I call them outcomes, but if the when you come back next year or next 2 years from now, hopefully not next year, hopefully 2 years from now, you'll have some sort of percentage that we can kind of look at to see where we're tracking.
Fair enough, Mr. Chair.
But they're very good. You did a lot of good work in the interim on those measures. I remember looking at those. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Other comments, concerns, objections to the performance measures? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, the next discussion is the amendment to Senate Bill 5588, and I have attached a draft one amended bill to your packet, and that contains the adjustments necessary to correct the bill.
So we're going to move the dash one amendments, and then a separate motion will move the whole bill to the floor. So anyone have any discussion on the dash one amendments?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments into, let me see if I've got this right, into 5588.
Any objection? Any discussion? Seeing none, so ordered. Next motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5588 as reported by LFO and amended by this committee to the full Senate Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I need a carrier.
How about Senator Johnson?
I'll do that.
She looks bullish today. All right.
Thank you.
Seeing nothing else, we're adjourned.
Dan.
Dan, good move.